Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring the transformative potential of inhalable exosomes and their application in respiratory therapies. The research has recently gained attention for its promise in treating various lung diseases, making it an intriguing topic to unpack. First off, let's understand what exosomes are. Imagine you have tiny vesicles, so small that they range from just 30 to 150 nanometers in diameter. These exosomes are naturally secreted by various cells, acting as messengers between them, a sort of cellular gossip network. They carry crucial information, including proteins and RNA, facilitating communication that can influence tissue regeneration and immune responses. This review highlights a comprehensive look into the biology of exosomes and how they can be engineered to create inhalable formulations, targeting delivery straight to the lungs. Why is that important? Traditional methods of treating lung diseases often involve systemic injections that can lead to side effects elsewhere in the body. Inhalable exosomes offer a route that enhances the concentration of therapeutic agents directly where they are needed, minimizing off-target effects. The discussion dives deeper into how inhaled exosomes have shown efficacy in conditions such as acute lung injury, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and even lung cancer. They also have impressive applications in immunomodulation and even anti-aging, showing the potential for wider therapeutic advantages. The methods discussed in obtaining these exosomes are quite advanced, including the use of mesenchymal stem cells, which are known for their regenerative capabilities, to produce these vesicles. Techniques have been optimized for extraction and delivery, ensuring that the exosomes maintain their integrity throughout the process, an aspect that's somewhat critical since any damage could impair their function. One of the study's strengths is its detailed exploration of how inhaled exosomes can improve therapeutic index through direct lung delivery. The review emphasizes recent advancements in aerosol technology, highlighting how new delivery systems ensure that these vesicles reach deep into the lung tissue, where they can exert profound benefits. However, while the findings are groundbreaking, some critiques linger. For one, although the methodologies are thoroughly explained, some readers might find areas lacking in explicit detail, particularly regarding controlled studies. This gap hints at a need for further clarification and reinforcement of how the research addresses confounding factors. Nevertheless, the study's conclusions underscore significant connections to bioimaging and therapeutic applications. The emerging techniques could pave the way for new imaging modalities that track exosome distribution and engagement in real time within the body. To summarize, inhalable exosomes represent a promising step forward in targeted therapy for lung diseases. Their potential to deliver bioactive molecules directly to the site of injury opens new doors in respiratory medicine. Combined with the ability to modulate immune responses, we might soon see them become a staple in treating various inflammatory conditions and even chronic diseases. As we look ahead, extensive research and development will be vital to address the production challenges and clarify the long-term safety parameters involved with inhaled exosomes. However, this initial exploration has undoubtedly set the groundwork for what could be a revolutionary approach to not just lung therapies, but broader therapeutic applications as well. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of inhalable exosomes in respiratory therapies. Remember, the world of science is full of wonders, and I look forward to bringing you more insights in our next episode. Until then, stay curious and keep exploring.